Hallelujah. Touch every heart, mighty God. Touch every mind. Heal every soul, mighty God. Whatever illness, whatever ailment, we come against it. The blood of the eternal covenant. We thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah, that you still whisper sweet peace in our ears. We thank you, mighty God, that you still speak to us. You still walk with us. You still talk to us. We thank you, mighty God, that you're still involved in our daily affairs.
Hallelujah,
And as
Jesus.
we come, mighty God, we just yield to your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We just give ourselves unreservedly unto you, mighty God, knowing that you are the one in whom we believe, knowing, mighty God, that we are called with a purpose. And here we are, mighty God, to be used of you, to bring glory and honor unto your name. Hallelujah. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, mighty God.
Thank you, Chief.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you all to another worship night. Tonight we worship in the form of a Bible study. We had previously booked to have a pre-Mother's Day celebration, but with things that have unfolded over the past 48 hours or 24 hours rather, would cause us to really check what we had planned. And most of you who have logged on to the portal would have already seen or known that our dear sister Terry have lost our mama yesterday. And we bear one another's burden as children of God. And it is no accident that we are here, that we are on this platform, or rather in this setting, so that we can lift up each other when we go through various challenges in life. It will come. It will come. And so we stand with our sister this evening. We stand with our family. We stand with her in every area, holistically. Wherever the burden is, we stand with her. We know that it is tremendous. We know that our words most time cannot give her that comfort that she would need going through this situation. But we know that our sympathizing Jesus, when he comes and he does his thing, it is well done. And so we as we wait on others to join, I just want to share my screen with you, and just in this worship song. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.
Oh,
by you.
So you can use me. I give myself away.
What if your smile
You're muted, Brother Scott. Unmute.
Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sorry about that. Was here. I need a, what you call it, a IT tech to work alongside me whenever I'm on, because my fingers seems like they're clumsy when it comes on to technology, but I finally get it to work. Amen. Yes. Yeah, so this evening, I want to share briefly with you from Isaiah chapter 43, and I will be reading from verse 1 to 2. Amen. And it says, But now saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. Bless the Lord. This reminds us, people of God, that throughout our lives, we may encounter times of adversity, some tough times. Verse 2 started off by saying, when you pass through the waters, you can understand that God knows that we will face some watery trials sometimes. He didn't say that if you pass, but he said, when you pass through the waters. It reminds me that trials are not enemies of faith, but is therefore an opportunity to prove God's faithfulness. The presence of challenges is not a sign of God's absence. Instead, it highlights his commitment to be with us through it all. Hallelujah. When we look at the three Hebrew boys when they were in the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. It was three of them that was thrown into the fiery furnace. And when Nebuchadnezzar looked, he saw a fourth man, the Son of God himself, standing in the midst of trials with his servants. And so we know that when we go through some tough times, our God is in it with us. Sometimes he doesn't always take us out, but he keeps us in there so that we can make a public declaration that our God keeps us in time of trials, and we're going to come out without even the smell of smoke upon us.
Wow, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So as we look at our lives, we can feel assured that God has already prepared us for the storms to come. The times that we spent on our knees praying to him, the times when we spent worship him and adore him, those are the times that we are building some barriers round about us to keep us safe and secure in times of great need. Those are the deposits that we are making when we can praise God in our circumstances, even before it happened. We can shout a hallelujah, knowing that we are depositing some substance to keep us, hallelujah, when we're going through the watery trials, when we're going through the trials of this life. Don't take it for granted when you get dressed on a Sunday morning or whenever you go to church and you begin to praise. Don't take it for granted when you join a small group like this and you come out on a Thursday day and you worship God. Don't take it for granted when you're on your knees praying out and crying to Almighty God, listening some love songs unto Jesus. These are times when you're building up character and strength in you to take you through some rough times. While we go through the various phases of our lives and the various experiences, we realize more and more that God stands as our protector. Each mention of water and fire illustrate various challenges that we, the believers, may encounter. In our personal lives, these could represent feelings of fear, anxiety, loss of loved ones, or even physical challenges. It is comforting to envision that God promises not just to watch over us, but to actively participate in lifting our burdens. Let us reason together, he said. Though your sins may be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be washed whiter than snow. The beauty of this promise of our blessed Lord is to provide solace knowing our struggles are seen and understand by him. One vital aspect to consider is the importance of God's redeeming love mentioned in the text. His declaration of, I have redeemed you. This signifies his willingness to intervene in our lives. It speaks of the sacrifice he's willing to make. God identify us as you are mine. What words of comfort. Hallelujah. What words of comfort that could have been. You are mine. Whatever you're going through, he's saying, you are mine. Whatever you're going through, he said, you have been bought with a price. Whatever you're going through, he said that I'm standing with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You are mine. These words are deeply personal and significant. In every moment of challenge and uncertainty, we must remember that we belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. In every moment of adversity and challenges, we must remember that we belong to Jesus. We don't wrestle with our trials alone, but we have the backing of the one who has created and formed us. King Jehoshaphat would look and said, the battle is not mine, but is the Lord's. Then he see the army coming up against him. He said, the battle is not mine, but it belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. When we reflect on these verses of comfort, we find a clear message during hardship. God reassures that I am with you, encourages us to place our trust in him. As we continue to meditate on this passage, we can learn the importance of faith and surrendering our fears to our Savior. Reflecting on Isaiah 43, 1 to 2, it opened our eyes to the richness of God's love and assurance that he is with us in every aspect of our life. As we think on these words, we can feel a deeper connection to God who created and formed us. Ultimately, we are reminded that his presence is our source of strength and comfort in times of need. Each moment we embrace God's promises, we can approach life with renewed confidence. Whatever the challenges we face today, it may feel insurmountable at times, but we are reminded that through these verses that God is greater than any problem that we may face. Word of God reminds us that there has no temptation taken us but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will never suffer us to be tempted above which we are able, and he will with the temptation make a way of escape so we may be able to endure it. Hallelujah. Even as those who share in trials, we must lean on our community and recognize that we bear the gift of belonging to God's family. Just like what we're doing now, we are a part of a community, a part of the family of God. And we grieve with those who grieve. We rejoice with those who rejoice. We are a family. We support each other holistically. Amen. This is a time when families are drawn together. Families are drawn, knitted close together, planned together, and reflect on family origin. Memories lived on. Want to encourage our sister Terry this evening that the Lord that provides strength, the one who made you in his own image, the sympathizing Jesus is standing right by your side. He said in his word that even the sparrow, none of them can fall to the ground without he knowing. Hallelujah. And whatever any one of us are going through, especially Sister Terry at this moment, as we focus on you. God is able. And he's going to see you through. He's going to see you through. Amen. Amen. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just share this song with you as we move on. Hallelujah.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. God in the good times, still God in the bad times. God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make it right. We give God thanks for his assurance. This evening, we want to welcome you all. We want to welcome our brother Neil, Deacon McDonnell, from the Cross United Baptist Church over there in Grand Cayman. We welcome you to our platform, Deacon Neil. We give God thanks for you. We give God thanks for your healed life to his work here on earth. We know that you are extremely busy in times like these, and we honor the sacrifice that you have made to be with us. We do not take it lightly, and we appreciate you, sir, that you're on with us. It would have been our Mother's Day, pre-Mother's Day celebration, but one of our members, Sister Terry, she lost her mother yesterday, and we are here as a group. We are here as a platform to lift her up in prayers, lift up our family, lift her up in prayer, to support her. She is going through an extremely difficult time, and we stand by her tonight. And we want to invite you, Deacon, to pray for our sister Terry and our family. And our family at this time. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, my brother. Yes, a prayer for our sister Terry and our family at this time. I want to remember the family, especially during this time that they would come together. There will be on one accord, and they would find comfort in the words of the Lord, that the sympathizing Jesus will be their go-to source even now. And this event will call to faith those in the family that are not in the faith. It will cause them to faith at this time. And so our Deacon Neil, welcome, sir, to the platform as you pray God's strength on our sister Terry at this time. You're on mute, my brother.
I think he posted that he's not able to. He says unable to speak. Why? I'm not sure. Just remind, and I'm asking him to unmute.
All right. All right. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful for your grace. We are grateful for your mercies. We love on you this evening, mighty God. We know that there is nothing that is too hard for you to do. You are the one, mighty God, that stands with us, by us, for us. You are not against us, mighty God. And whatever we are in, hallelujah, we can count on you that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you will stand with us through the test of time. Lord God, we lift our sister Terry before you even now, mighty God. We pray, God, that you will place your hand upon her for good. We pray, mighty God, that you will console her during this time of bereavement. We pray, mighty God, that you will hold her up with your right hand of righteousness. We pray, mighty God, that you will place our feet on the rock to stay. Yes, mighty God, we pray, mighty God, that our focus will be on you, Jesus. We pray, mighty God, that you will speak sweet peace to our ears even now. We pray, mighty God, that every disruption, yes, mighty God, we know what has gone on would have rocked the ship of hers, mighty God. We know that the news that you have heard would have torn her inside out. We know, mighty God, when she got that phone call, it was that ripped something within our mighty God. But we know, Lord, in whom we believe, and we are persuaded that you're able to keep that which she has committed unto you against that day. We know, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that at this very precious time, that you will never leave our mighty God. We know, mighty God, that you will keep her from falling. Hallelujah. Mighty God, we know tears are language that you understand. Hallelujah. We saw you, Lord God, in St. John 11:35, at the death when Lazarus was dead, and you came, dear mighty God. Your word tells us that Jesus wept. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, here we are weeping with our sister Terry, mighty God. Here we are holding our hope. We know, mighty God, that at this crucial time of the journey, Lord, this is the time when she will have noticed Only one set of footprints in the sand, because this is a moment that you are carrying our Lord. Our
Yes, Lord.
strength at best is weak, our strength at best has failed. But you, Lord God, you are strong in this situation. These are time, Lord, when you show yourself strong. These are time,
Lord.
mighty God, when you are seen in the life of the believer. These are time, Lord, that you encourage us along the way. We know, Lord God, your word
Yes,
tells
Lord.
us that weeping may endure for a night. Joy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Joy comes in the
Jesus.
morning. We know, Lord God, that this is not the end of the story. The story has just begun, because
Oh,
God,
Jesus.
she will have the victory. She will emerge stronger than even before, Lord.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, mighty God. You have not taken her anywhere that you cannot keep her. You have not given her any news that you cannot refresh her. We know, mighty God, that she has been through some rough time. Only last week, she spent the entire weekend at the side of the bed of her son in the hospital room, mighty God. She had no rest for that time. Lord God, she penitently sought you. Yes, mighty God, and you deliver her son out of that hospital room. Yes, she is right now, Lord. Less than a week after hearing that news of that her mother has passed.
Your Lord.
In the name of Jesus, how much more can one believer bear?
Yes, mighty
Oh,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, yeah, you know.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God. Oh, yeah,
Hallelujah.
you know.
For this
Jesus.
mighty God, we seek your face this evening. For this
Mighty God.
mighty God, we seek heaven and earth. Yes, mighty God, you will come down in your might and in your splendor, and you will stand guard around your woman servant. She has
Name
been
of
faithful to you,
Jesus.
mighty God. She has been
My
called by you at a time like this. She loves you, mighty God.
God. Jesus. Will there
Stand
have
with our
no
sister Terry, mighty God. It's not easy for her.
mighty God.
It's not easy
Sorry,
for
Bobby.
her husband, brother. It's not easy for her husband, brother Matt Neal, right now.
Yes.
It's not easy for our children, mighty God.
Mighty God.
It's not easy for our father. It's not easy, mighty God, for our aunts, our uncles, our cousins.
Jesus, our siblings,
It's not
Lord.
easy for them, Lord God, going through this time. When we think, mighty God, of what faces our sister at this time, our heart mourns. Our heart, mighty God, grieves. But Lord God, we mourn as one who has hope, knowing, mighty God, that you will come through for us.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord God, I pray that you will console the family at a time as this.
Jesus.
I pray, mighty God, that there will be togetherness in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that there will be on one accord. I pray, mighty God, that every resources, every bill will be paid in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, yes, Lord God, that you will come, that you will speak, that, Lord God, you will stand with them at a time like this. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild. I pray, mighty God, that you will respond to their heart's cry even now. I pray, God, that you will fill every void
Jesus.
in the name of Jesus.
Name of
I
Jesus.
pray, God, that you will help them to cope.
Mighty God.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Console your daughter even now, mighty God.
Lord.
As I tell you thanks,
In the name of
and as
Jesus.
I give you praise,
Hallelujah.
in Jesus' mighty name,
Jesus.
and for thy glory, we know, God, that you're still God. God, you're the God of the mountain. You're still God in the valley. When things goes wrong, you'll make it right. And here we are, mighty God, giving you thanks. We give you praise, mighty God. We give you glory, Jesus. We love on you, Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Our next prayer will be done by our own sister, Tamaya. Sister Tammy. You know, at this time, we show constant gratitude. Just want to pray to for us as believers to show constant gratitude to those that are around us. Never take each other for granted, who God has placed in our lives. And we focus on Colossians 3, verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. You know, don't take each other around us for granted. You know, we don't know how long we will see them on this side of the earth. You know, many a times, you know, when things are all right, when the weather is nice, we don't see certain family members or certain people around. It's only in times of grief they make every effort to be there. But we want to change things around, so to appreciate those that God has so graciously placed in our life. After this song, the next voice you will hear is from that of Sister Tamaya. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
He never fails. He's a love that'll never let you go. My God. Woo! How many just feel his love in this place tonight? Thank you, Jesus. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Can I get somebody to agree with me? We're all a part of God's body. It is his will. Not some of your needs. Every last one of them, and they're going to be. Oh, you're important to the Lord. Wow. Woo. My God. You're important to me tonight. Without you, I wouldn't have a ministry. You're the reason why I came.
With words from my Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as we come before you tonight, with our hearts humbled, we lift up your name, God. We glorify you. We worship you. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather together in this like manner. Father, I pray tonight that you will minister to each and every heart on this platform tonight. Father, it is so hard for us sometimes. We think that we are on highland. We refuse to even ask for help for the persons you've placed in our lives. For whatever reasons and whatever season, sometimes fear, sometimes shame, sometimes pride. But I pray tonight, Almighty God, that you will help us to remember that you call us to be our brother's keeper. You call us to pray for each other. You call us to cover each other because it's a form of worship. Almighty God, Jesus, we lift up Sister Terry to you tonight and her family. As they go through their time of bereavement, Almighty God, I pray tonight that your spirits will wrap them, that our presence on this platform will wrap them, that they will understand that they don't stand alone, Almighty God. But you've placed us in their lives for a reason. And it is for this reason, God, that we're gathered here tonight, standing in the gap for them, standing in the gap for each other, not just Sister Terry, but there are others on this platform, Almighty God. As we draw near to Mother's Day, those who have lost their mothers, Almighty God, it would bring about a feeling of doom. But I pray, Almighty God, that you will open their eyes to persons that you've placed in their lives who won't be able to substitute, but they stand in the gap. Father, I pray tonight that you will help us to be meek. Help us to be humble. Jesus. Help us to reach out to those in need. Almighty God, not just to look to our own pain and our own wants and our own needs, but to extend a helping hand, extend a word of encouragement, even a prayer, Almighty God, tonight. I pray that you will equip us with the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to be able to minister to our brothers and our sisters in times of need. And help us, Almighty God, to be able to release ourselves from the fear, oh God, that keeps us back from asking for help when we need help. Father, I pray tonight that you will cover us all under your blood. Help us, Almighty God, to know, to understand that we need each other, that we can lean on each other. Help us, Almighty God, to not take the persons that you've placed in our lives for granted. Some as preachers, as teachers, and as role models, as destiny helpers. Almighty God, sometimes we shun these people, and these are people that you placed in our lives, but because of a lack of discernment, we cannot understand. But I pray tonight, God, that we'll be humble enough to open our eyes and accept the help when you send it. By whatever means, not in the way that we expect it, God, but in whatever way you chooses. Father, we pray tonight that every heart on this platform will be free tonight. Free to look around. Our friends, our families, our neighbors, and even strangers. Father, help us to accept them for what they are and who they are, and for whatever reasons you place them in our lives or in our paths. Even if it's a smile to brighten our day, God, we may never know. But help us to not overlook and take these people and these little things for granted, But I will reach out to you, Almighty God, to help us to understand, to help us to know. Give us your wisdom, Almighty God, and the spirit of humbleness. Help us, Almighty God, to be as humble as a lamb to the slaughter and a sheep before the shearer. God, help us to be humble.
Yes, Jesus.
Because pride will destroy us, Almighty God.
Jesus.
Pride will keep us from accepting the help. Pride will keep us from reaching out to others. I
Jesus.
pray, Almighty God, tonight, Jesus, you will cause us to turn to the people around us, to
Jesus.
open our eyes, God, to
Hallelujah.
understand that they're here
Hallelujah.
for a reason. They're here for a reason, Almighty God. Help us, Jesus, tonight, to not take them for granted. Father, we glorify your name. We tell you thanks for these people. We tell you thanks, Almighty God. As we continue in tonight's service, I pray, Father, that we'll be hope on to whatever it is that your people will bring us. In your mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Tamaya. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Hallelujah. What outpouring of love. Sister Terry, hallelujah. We love you. We want you to know that we appreciate you. We love you. We're standing by you. We pray for you. We are here to support you as you go through this season in your life. God is able and is the one that keeping you and will continue to keep you. At this time, before we move on to our next prayer, and this prayer that we're going to move on to is going to be open for whoever feel led to pray for the divine intervention and guidance for those among us whose health or who the health of loved ones are under attack at this time, who may be feeling sick in your body, or loved ones that you have in your family that has been feeling sick. We want to pray for those group of people, knowing that God is able to turn things around at this time. But before we move on to that prayer, and that one, as said, is open to anyone who is led to pray at that time, we want to open the floor for us to come in one by one and really encourage our sister Terry, in whether kind words of encouragement or whether a song or any way you feel led to encourage her. And now open the floor for that. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Good night, everyone. I greet
Good
you
night, my sister. Bless the
in
Lord.
the name of Jesus. I want to use this opportunity to say, to Sister Terry, a few words of encouragement to you, my sister. I want to remind you that God is with you. And, during this season, you may not even understand what is happening, but God is your strength. He's your source of strength this season. And I want to charge you to just rest in Him. It's not easy, and I will not even dare to say that I understand what you're going through because I don't. But I know who does, and that's the Holy Spirit of God. He understands every bit of heartache, every pain, every ounce of feelings that you can't define, feelings that don't even have a name yet in the physical realm. The Holy Spirit understands. And I just want to encourage you that He is with you. Amen. He's with you. And so it's okay. And we are here for you. It's okay to feel however you feel. in this season. But whatever you do, just remember that God is your strength, that the Holy Spirit is with you, that He understands you. And even if nobody else does, the thoughts that you have in your mind space, all the things that you would have wanted to do, and all the things that you didn't get to do, and all of that, I know it might be eating at you, but the Lord knows best, sis. And a lot of times when He operates, we don't understand what He's doing. But we trust Him enough to know that He knows what He's doing, and He's right there with you. So take courage, rest in Him. It's okay to cry. It's okay to reach out to any one of us. We're right here on the ministry. We want to support you as best as we can. And so feel free to reach out to us at any point in time. And, whatever you require of us, the Holy Spirit will help us to be able to provide that support for you. All right. These are my few words to you. I'm usually a woman of many words, but at this point in time, these are my few words to you. I want to encourage those who are on the platform who would have lost their mom. Might not be recent, but it's still a void that can never be replaced, can never be refilled, And I want to remind you also that God is with you. Mother's Day is approaching. Sister Antoinette, some years ago, would have lost her mother, and I know she's still mourning. Sister Latoya, this is your first year without your mother, and I know, I can imagine, let me say that, I can just imagine the task. I don't even know if I have the capacity to imagine the strain that you guys undertake. I don't think I can imagine. But like I said, the Holy Spirit is with you, and He will allow you day by day to be able to take one step towards overcoming. Amen. So may the peace of God rest upon you, rest upon each of you in this season, and just continue to enfold you in His bosoms, in His arms of comfort. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Anyone else want to encourage our sister at this time? The floor is still open.
We bless the Lord, saints. Sister Terry, oh my God, I can't even explain to you or the group of the people who are gathered here how I felt since I learned of your mom's death. When you lost a mom, this is generally the hardest time for you. I'm speaking from experience. Mother's Day. And all the celebration and all of that. It's the hardest time for you. And to be losing your mom at this time, I can't even begin to imagine. But I encourage you and everyone else who have lost their mom just to take solace in the fact that God is with you. Brother Scott played earlier. He's the God of the mountain. He's the God in the valley. He's the God in the bad time. So he's a God. He's a God in the good time, and he's still God in the bad. So I encourage you just to take comfort knowing that he is our God. He is your God, and he is with you. I want to read Psalm 147 and verse 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. So you may be wounded at this time. You may be broken. You may be shattered. But the word of God is saying to us tonight that he healeth the broken in heart. He is with you. He is your peace when sorrow rises. He knows everything, and he's a God of comfort. You know, someone said he healed the brokenhearted and set the captive free. You know, so he is with you. I pray your strength. I pray he will strengthen your family. And I know that he's a God who stands in his promises. And he said he'll never leave you or forsake you. He also said that his grace is sufficient for you, because when you are weak, then you are strong, because his strength is made perfected in your weakness. Rest in the Lord. Be of good courage. You know, we are here to support you. We are one. We are one. So we are here for you. I speak for myself right now. Feel free to call me at any time. If you wake up 1, 2 o'clock in the night and you want to talk, you want to cry, you want to share, you want somebody to pray with, reach out to Sister Eulalie. I will be there for you. God bless you. And I love you. And I love all of us who mourn at this time. God bless.
Anyone else as we move on? Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. And so at this time,
good night. Sorry.
Good night.
Go ahead, Miss Pamela Evan.
Good night, everyone. Sister Tori, I just want to encourage you that, you know, to be strong. To be strong. You know, God knows what's best. And regardless of, he cares, and he, I know, I understand what you're going through. Last year I lost my stepmother, and it wasn't easy, you know, but I pray your strength. I pray, you know, you get the support from your family and friends. You know, I know this prayer group, you know, we have your back, but I just want to tell you that she's at a better place. You know, and I pray that, you know, the Lord will just comfort your heart. The Holy Spirit will just comfort you, give you the strength to do what there is that, you know, is to be done. And trust God, he will provide for you. He will make a way when there seems to be no way. And tears, you know, God understands our tears, because even he himself wept when his best friend passed away, you know, Lazarus. So he understands, but I just can say, be strong, sister, be strong. God is with you, and he loves you, and he promised that he will take care of us. He will take care of you, and he's not slack concerning his promises, you know. So what he said he will do, he will do. And for sure, I know that he's going to grant you the strength that you need. And you are covered, sister. Your family, you're covered. You know, don't let the enemy, you know, put any negative thoughts in your mind. Just pray that, I pray that the Holy Spirit will just cover your mind, cover your thoughts, you know, and help you to do what there is for you to do. And I know that God, he has your back. God has your back, sister. He does. So be strong. That's all I'm telling you. Be strong and go forward in the spirit. Whatever you do, whatever the plans are, just talk to God about it, and he will do the rest. Love you, sis, and just stay strong. Stay strong. Okay? Love you.
Hi, Sister Terry. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Sister Antoinette.
Yes, so Sister Terry, I don't know you face to face, but Sister Camille mentioned that she cannot imagine And trust me, I know. I know the feeling, I know where it's coming from. But tonight I'm happy I'm in a place where I can say to you that void can never ever be filled. But what you can do is to replace it with the promises of what God says that He's going to do. And I'm not the strongest person here to tell you all how to overcome, but I'm here to say stay wrapped up and tied up. Cry when you must, cry in the shower and cry if you have to. But don't forget that God says that He will be there for you till the end of time and hold those promises so close to your heart. And that's where you'll find your comfort. Take good care. Don't have much to really say, but day by day, it will get better.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, as we move forward, our next prayer, as I said before,
Can I
is
share?
going to.
Sorry, just before we go.
Yes, go ahead, Sister Latoya.
My sincere condolences to you, Sister Terry. And as it has been said, it's never going to be the same, but stay strong. If you have to cry, cry. And just remember that God is in the story. He has the final saying, and He knows just about what He's doing. So keep strong, and my sincere condolences to you and the family.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And to Sister Terry, I want you to know that believers over there at Faith Defenders, they send their love to you, their support during this time as well, and continue to pray your strength in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so the next prayer point that we have is to pray for divine intervention and guidance for those among us who are suffering ill health. Maybe yourself or maybe a family member of yours, a loved one of yours. We want to pray that God will turn things around for His own good. So right after we play this song, anyone that feels led to pray on that point will just start to pray. Amen. Amen.
I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your
God's name is more powerful than any disease you can name tonight. You might have received a horrible report from the doctors and told you your disease is incurable. But you know what?
There's hope tonight. There is hope because God's promised that he would heal us. I want you to put his word on your lips tonight. Sing his word back to him. And see if his name isn't more powerful than cancer, than heart disease, or any disease that you can name tonight. Oh yes, he's your healer. Let's sing it to him. You are the God that healeth me.
You are the God
that healeth me.
You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
You are the God.
You are the God that healeth me.
Oh, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you glory. Great is your mercies towards us, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, the individual who is going to pray now, you could just include those that are presently mourning the loss of anyone that we haven't known about in this season. You know, so we can support you in our togetherness, because there is strength in togetherness as we come together. Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. We see Sister Chantal would mention the Givens family and the Lewis family. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Bless the Lord.
Will we go ahead and pray, Deacon?
Yes, yes, you can go ahead, sis.
Bless the name of Jesus. Divine Father,
hallelujah,
who art in heaven, how much we exalt and honor your name tonight, mighty God. We thank you for being the God who heals, the God who sends your word to heal our diseases. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you, Lord, for wearing the hat that fills many or every capacity in our lives that needs to be fulfilled. And so, Lord God Almighty, as we come to you tonight, we come to the God who heals, Jehovah Rapha. Father, we submit to you tonight every person on the platform or every relative of persons on the platform who are in need of your healing. Mighty God of Daniel, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will stretch forth your healing hands, and by the fire of God that is released from it, God, It will lay, mighty God, upon every individual who is facing some sort of sickness or the other in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray tonight, Lord Jesus, that you will speak to some diseases and cause them to be dried up, oh God Almighty, from the very root, oh God, never to be resurrected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we pray that your children who are in need of your healing will eat of your healing bread tonight, because you said, oh God Almighty, that healing is the children's bread. We know that when we experience healing, Almighty God, it is from you. It is because, mighty God, you paid the ultimate price for us, oh God Almighty, and there's power, oh God, in your resurrection. It is by your stripe that we experience healing. So I pray, God Almighty, that you will heal, oh God, your people from headaches. You will heal them, oh God Almighty, from high blood pressure. You will heal them, mighty God, or from whatever sickness they have, mighty God. You will heal them from diabetes. You will heal them from
Yes,
cancer.
Lord.
Lord God Almighty, you will heal them from
Hallelujah.
sickle cell diseases. You will heal them, Almighty God, from all sort of ailment that will come upon them. Some of them these days, Lord, come with these fancy name, but God Almighty, doesn't matter how fancy the names are, you are that God who can stand up. You are that God who can, oh God Almighty, with one thought erase, oh God, the medical history, oh God Almighty, of your people. And so as we petition to you tonight, Lord, we pray that healing, oh God Almighty, will come upon your children in the name of Jesus. Some of us, God Almighty, are sick with a broken heart because, Lord, because of pain, oh God Almighty, that we would have all gone through because of trauma, because of loss. And so tonight, Lord God Almighty, we know that you are near to those who are brokenhearted. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray tonight that you will locate the pieces, oh God Almighty, of the shattered hearts, Almighty God, and you will begin to put them back together again in the name of Jesus Christ. I
Hallelujah.
tonight of a fact, Lord God Almighty, that Sister Terry and the siblings within that family are experiencing a broken heart. We know, Almighty God, that they are not able to pull through this kind of hurt, oh God Almighty, without your intervention, Holy Spirit. We need you now, Almighty God. We need thee, oh, we need thee. Oh God Almighty, we need you to come and just, oh God, assemble the pieces of their hearts, Lord, and just put them back together, oh God Almighty, that they may experience Jesus Christ, your peace, that they may experience, oh God Almighty, the joy that salvation has to offer. That mighty God, they may rest in you and pull their strength from you. They may find solace, oh God Almighty, and comfort in your loving arms, Almighty God. But we know, God, that without you, without the help of the Holy Spirit, mighty God, then this is not possible. So we summon you tonight, Jesus Christ. We ask you to come down with your presence and allow your presence to be so loud, oh God Almighty, it is deafening in the name of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, this family, oh God, who is going through this hurt, and every other family who is experiencing hurt, God Almighty, because of loss, any family who is grieving, I know, Almighty God, that they are in need of your help. And so we pray, God, oh, because, oh, Jesus Christ, grieving may come in different forms. Some of them may be angry, oh God Almighty. Some of them may feel guilty. Some of them may be hurt. All of them are hurting, Almighty God, but it may be manifested in different ways. Regardless of how it is being manifested, Jesus, we need you now, God. We need you to saturate their mind spaces with your peace, which surpasses all understanding. The peace that not like the world gives it, Lord, but the peace that comes directly from you. Jesus Christ, I know that the minds right now, oh God Almighty, is a battlefield for some thoughts that the enemy may try to infiltrate
infiltrate, may try to push in, may cause them to feel even more downcast, mighty God. But I pray today, Lord Jesus Christ, that you will secure the minds of your people, Lord. And anytime the thought comes from the enemy, oh God, you will replace it with the thought that they belong to you, God. You say you are mine, oh God Almighty, to these persons who are in mourning. You are mine. I have called you by your name. I have called you by your name, Terry. You are mine tonight. I have called you by your name, the Givens family, each member. I have called you by your name, Sister Chantel. I have called you by your name, oh, to the Lewis's family. Mighty God, Miss Olive, I have called you by your name. Hallelujah. Brother Lewis, I have called you by your name. Alexa, every single person, I may not know their names, Almighty God, but I thank you that you're a God who knows their name, God, and you have called each of them, Lord God Almighty. So even as they experience, oh God, hurt, God Almighty, I know right now that your arms of cushion, your arms are of comfort are around them, stretch, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, any other person who is hurting tonight because of grief, because of loss, enfold them in your bosom. God Almighty, let them never forget that your presence is with them. Jesus Christ, no more than ever, even though they are brokenhearted, remind them, Almighty God, that you will see them through, because your word says through the fire, through the water. Oh God, the someone says the God of the mountain is the same God in the valley. And Lord God Almighty, this is the season when I ask God that your power be manifested in those ways, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mighty God, we have all experienced hurt, some more than others, some deeper than others, but Lord, I can testify tonight that you were with me in the valley. Mighty God, you have been with me through my valley experiences, and that is why tonight I can stand, oh God, and declare you as Lord of my life, oh God Almighty. And so I pray that you will strengthen your people. Strengthen them, Almighty God. Oh, extend your grace towards them, Jesus. Let them walk in the sufficiency of your grace, divine, Almighty God. Hallelujah, that at the end, they will be able to testify. They will be able to say, it has been hard, but God has been with me. He has been my strength. There were days when I didn't feel like I could make it, but God has been my strength. But God tonight, Lord, give them a but God experience tonight, Lord. Show up in their situations, God, and give them comfort, Lord. Give them comfort, God. You are a God of comfort, Jesus. You are moved, mighty God. You are moved with compassion, Jesus. You are moved with compassion, mighty God. When we cry,
hallelujah.
Oh, we stand in the gift. Night, Lord, we cry out to you, Lord Jesus, on behalf of those who are mourning. Strength, I speak to their, oh God, to each situation, the strength of God. Mighty God, it is not your strength that will carry you through. It is the strength of God right now that is being perfected in your times of weakness. So God, we thank you for your presence tonight. We thank you for your presence with them. We thank you for provisions for them, because Lord, they will need, they will require your provisions. Thank you for unity among them, Almighty God. We know that, oh God, in this time of hurt, sometimes the enemy tries to put up, to rear its ugly head. But tonight, oh God, we cut it down even before it has begun to manifest. In the name of Jesus, we pray for unity among them. We pray, God Almighty, that they will see eye to eye through the power of the Holy Spirit. And even if there's disagreement, oh God Almighty, you will be in the midst, that they will be able to work these disagreements out amicably to the glory of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God of mercy and grace, enfold your children tonight and guide them, oh God, through this season. Jesus Christ, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, as they walk,
hallelujah,
valley, God, carry them through the valley. Jesus, lift them up through the valley. Oh, create that way, mighty God, and lead them through that way that they may never get lost. They may never dwell in the valley, God, but they will pass through as you see fit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God Almighty, continue to cover them under your blood tonight. Continue to keep them, mighty God, hidden under your wings, oh God, and keep their sanity intact. Keep them, mighty God, maintain the sanity, oh God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, knock at the hearts of those who, oh God Almighty, are without salvation. Jesus Christ, mighty God, softly and tenderly call them, Almighty God. May they, oh God, use this as a wake-up call to know I cannot live without Jesus, but I cannot die without him either. In the name of Jesus Christ, salvation shall become of this. What the enemy would have meant for bad, God, turn it around for your good. Birth some souls for your kingdom tonight, Jesus. Those who are in the valley of decision, they are wavering. Oh God, should I not? Oh God, let conviction come upon them. Oh, and let them surrender to the Lordship of Jesus. Mighty God, let them make that preparation on their part. Oh God, to meet with you, the Savior. Let them rest in the hope that their loved ones would have transitioned to glory. And allow them to make preparations so that when their time of transition comes, oh God, they will have a reunion. They will be reunited with their loved ones in the name of Jesus Christ.